Sick Talk with Dar and Norty. I'm Dar.
And I'm Norty. Well, this is out of Mouscron, Belgium. I don't know if that's... You see, I just butchered these pronunciations all the fucking time. Out of Belgium, via Reuters. With potato farmers and processors struggling, Belgians are being urged to eat more fries to offset a slump in demand during the coronavirus pandemic.
What?
Yeah.
They're not eating enough fries?
Well, it's the potatoes. There's too many potatoes. They'll get into it.
What the fuck?
Belgium is the world's largest exporter of fries and other frozen potato products. Its processors converting 5.3 million tons of potatoes into fries, mash, and crisps. What? Why? What's the difference?
The crisp is a potato chip.
Okay. Per year, and sending them to customers in more than 160 countries.
Okay, so they make potatoes or french fries. And
restrictions to halt the spread of coronavirus have forced the closure of cafes and restaurants, the industry's prime consumers for fries, and processing firms have seen the demand fall by as much as 80%. So, less people are out there looking for frozen packaged shit and cooking their own meals.
Yeah, but it sounds like these guys are like supplying the restaurant chain.
Yeah, and that's what's hitting them.
Yeah,
so they're trying to rely on people that wanna are just buy, chopping eat, up potatoes and making their own fries. Mashed potatoes and shit.
Eat more fries.
Yeah. We know Belgians like their fries. It's intangible heritage to our frying culture. So we ask Belgians to consume an extra portion of fries to allow us to process more potatoes to avoid food waste. So, Belgians, you got to be more patriotic to your country. You and make just make fries,
vodka,
man.
Make vodka with the excess fucking potatoes.
That's the thing, too. You can make fucking vodka.
Yeah, make vodka.
Out of potatoes.
Hey, you know that in Belgium, they don't use ketchup with their french fries. They use mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's a Dutch thing. It's actually really good. Especially when, like, when if you kind of, like, oversalt the french fries. It's actually really good.
I'm not a mayonnaise fan. I can go for some ranch or something, but I'm not a mayonnaise guy.
Yeah.
I'm not that white.
You're white. Of course you can put ranch on it. Jeez. Fuck. Ranch is a white man's tapatio. Ash is spicy.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. All right, anyway, so on with the potato famine, or
on with the potato famine. This is what the episode's going to be called, is Sick Talk on with the potato famine.
I was thinking the Belgian fry guy.
So, we know Belgians like their fries. It's intangible heritage of our frying culture. So, we ask Belgians to consume an extra portion of fries, you fucking fat-ass Belgians.
Yeah.
To allow us to process more potatoes and to avoid food waste. All you had to say was, we're wasting food. And then, I don't know, how much of your population is homeless? And you can start feeding them instead of relying...
Well, if you have access...
If you're worried about waste...
Like, there's other countries that would love to have french fries. Like,
so, Belgapalm...
There's places in the world that are... People are starving. You're like, man, if you guys don't eat more french fries, this shit's going to go to the trash.
So
that's
going
to suck. Meanwhile, fucking, there's these kids on TV every night with, like, fucking bloated bellies and flies in their eyeballs. And I don't know. They want fucking $1.50 a day to fucking feed them. And these assholes have excess potatoes. I'm like, what the fuck?
So there's a industry group called Belgapalm who obviously bought this ad for Reuters. Belgapalm says worldwide, Belgapalm says worldwide demand for frozen fries has dropped by more than 40%. I thought you were going as much as 80% earlier in this article. I'm trying to follow you. The potato sectors
80% in Belgium, 40% in the world.
Maybe that's worldwide. Mm-hmm. So the potato sectors in neighboring France, Germany, and the Netherlands are also facing the same problems. In Belgium, with some 750,000 tons of potatoes would not be processed this year as a result, and there were varieties not suitable for other culinary uses.
Hey, wait, can't you turn a fucking potato into a battery?
Supposedly, like a light, you can power a light bulb with like a potato and a battery or something.
Well, why not just like put electrodes into it and then like have all that shit charge like a real battery, and then like it's not a complete waste. I'm all for like fuck that. I'm all for like just send that shit to one of the starving fucking countries and be like, hey, we were gonna throw this in the landfill anyway. You know, fucking
yeah, all it says is some are gonna be exported, some are given to food banks, some fed to cattle, and the rest converted into energy at biomass plants.
Yeah, dude, like your homeless population should be sick of potatoes at this point. Like,
Belgium,
you know what I mean? Like,
farmers in Belgium are likely to lose 125 million euros of income.
Fuck them. Well, sure. Fuck.
Sure. Let them fail and see which market is sustainable during these trying times.
I fucking hate that saying.
Kools urged Belgians to eat an extra portion. That was the secretary general of that company I mentioned earlier, the Belgipump. They urged Belgians to eat an extra portion of fries per week. You said that before. Cooking at home as well as going to stand selling fries. So they're just like,
eat fries, fuckers, please. We're going out of business. Eat more fries. Eat more fries.
So buy more fries. McDonald's buy more open. Fries.
Let's go get some McDonald's
fight
fries.
Fight terror and defend freedom so we can buy more fries. Mainly, Belgians say the country invented fries, but that the U.S. troops stationed in the French-speaking part of Belgium during World War I mistakenly called them French fries. That's how they got the name. It was from Americans that were occupying their country.
America. We fucked that. We fuck everything
remember
up.
What was Bush's answer after the French wouldn't support the invasion of Iraq?
We were going to call them Freedom Fries?
Freedom Fries. Yeah. When we came up with the name French Fries in the first place because...
Yeah, we're the ones that named it. That's so American.
That is the most American thing I've ever heard. It's like,
somebody can give you something like, these are Holland fries. Be like, yeah, but I'm in France. These are fucking French fries, and I'm taking them back to America, and America's going to love these French fries.
And if you don't like it, we'll just change the name.
Yeah, and when you don't support us, they're freedom fries. America.
It depends on which part of history we're talking about, what we're going to call them.
Surprised we haven't come up with a gun that could shoot French fries.
We could just do what nobody in this world likes to do, is compromise, and just call them fries.
Yeah. No. Anyway.
No, fuck that shit. That's un-American, you commie.
This one's Plight of the Fry Guy. Sick talk.